Yeah, I feel gaslit by Johnny Bananas. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Hate Spinnerbait, the podcast where we hate spinnerbait, but we love Dr. Pepper. Sponsor us.
Sponsor us, please. Thank
Sponsor.
you. We can now give you a visual. I will always keep the logo in frame just so.
Oh, there you go.
So, just saying, Dr. Pepper, do it.
I'm Michael Ann. With me, as always, is Bethany, and we're on video now. Like, things are
Video
different.
now. Oh my
Things are
God,
different.
hello. You can see our faces. You can read our lower thirds now. It's not just for the two of us to entertain ourselves with. People can actually read them. So
I
it's a big
know.
shift.
I'm excited about
Exactly.
that.
Things be happening. We were gonna do this for our 100th episode, but because life be chaos sometimes, we my plan found this video. It was on TikTok, Instagram, who knows, one of those. And it was a Dr. Pepper drink. And so, of course, we had to try it. And I'm going to clarify, this might be the most disgusting thing we've ever had, or it might be the most
Yes.
delicious. Like, it could really go either way. One of the comments I read on that video was, "What in the Mormon is this?" And honestly, that tracks.
What in the Mormon is
Yeah,
this?
but I'm excited to try it personally, even though I'm a little scared. So what we're doing is we are taking, again, Dr. Pepper, please sponsor us, with like marshmallow fluff, and a little bit of ice, if you so choose, on the rocks. And apparently makes the delicious little treat. So I mean, I like floats, like Coke floats or anything
Yeah.
floats. So I feel like it's got to have the same kind of vibe, right?
I made
Um,
mine
let's see.
a while ago because I was not smart enough to keep the fluff and the Dr. Pepper separated. So this is after like a little bit and it, for all our YouTube listeners. Oh,
Yeah.
also, oh my gosh, beginning of the episode, we should say things
I know, we
like
really should say things.
we
It's
should.
like the way it's frothing is giving float vibes, I will say.
Yes, I agree. We should say things like if you're watching us on YouTube, hi, like,
Hi.
subscribe, comment, tell your friends. If you're listening to us on
Please.
audio, check us out on YouTube or don't and just keep listening to us on audio. That's fine too.
Right. Yeah, you don't need to see our faces if you don't want to.
If
We
you don't want
understand.
to.
If you like to listen to it in the car, if you're a podcaster listener in the car, I feel that. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
So I get it. All right, I guess we should take our first sip here.
Yes, I'm nervous.
I'm also kind of nervous. All right, here we go. I'm not mad at it. Like, would I have this every day? No, but as a fun little celebratory treat, absolutely.
Oh, the ice in mine melted so much. I'm so mad at myself.
Just getting watered down. Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
Yeah,
It
you know what?
is,
It's
it's
decent.
definitely sweet, but it's not bad. I was gonna put mine in a clear cup because that's what the lady on the internet did. And you can then kind of see it better, but I felt like I had to put it in my cup that I got from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It seemed appropriate,
Yes.
so
Yes.
I went for it. I also am using a little straw because I don't know. I figured maybe that would be good.
I know. I was thinking about using a straw. I wonder what Willow's eating over there. It's impossible to say.
I know. Now we can be cool people who say things like for the audio listeners and have to like explain things because they won't be able to see the visuals. But now people can also see visuals. So I'm very excited about that personally.
Yeah, I
Very
think it's gonna be good. I think it's
yes.
gonna be good.
So yeah, we had to totally honest, this entire week we've been like, yep, we're doing the 100th episode. It's the character bracket, and then we're doing chaos on Thursday because in our mind we're like, it's Thursday, we always do chaos. Totally forgetting that we had put out a schedule already saying that we were doing the Moon and More today. And then we're like, oh shoot, we are not prepared for the Moon and More. We were prepared for chaos. So I moved some things around. It's fine. We're allowed to do that. It's our show. So we will be back for the Moon and More next week. And Brink, I think, is going to be our next DCOM. We're doing DCOM, chaos for next chaos. I also was thinking, yes, I probably should pitch ideas off air and not while we're in the middle of recording things. But I was thinking it would be fun if maybe for our DCOM episodes, because I was like excited to like make a little fun drink today, if we did like a mocktail to like go with the movie. I think that could be kind of fun because it's like something we only do like once a month, because I wouldn't want to do it every week. So it's too much. That would get expensive. But I was like, oh, maybe for like DCOM episodes, we can be like, right, we're watching Brink and this is my Brink inspired beverage.
My Brink inspired drink.
Yeah, my Brink inspired drink. This is my Brink drink.
My Brink drink.
My Brink drink with me today, ladies. Let's hit the skate park.
That's what we're going to call it. We're going to call it the Brink drink at the skate park.
Yeah,
at the skateboard area. No, they're rollerblades at the rollerblade area.
At the, what is that called? The kind of rollerblades they are.
Inline.
I mean, inline rollerblade area.
Yep, that's where all the cool kids were.
Where all of your shock is, man. It's the 90s. That actually segues me very well into one of our first points of chaos. I mean, obviously, we've already discussing that. The first point of chaos was getting Dash Pepper to sponsor us. But here's my next thing, okay? So what I would like to discuss, this is going to sound weird. What I would like to discuss is Twisters. And not really Twisters, because I haven't seen it yet, and I'm going to actually go tomorrow. And not really the movie, per se, but a couple of things. Oh, I think the dogs are doing something.
Awesome. I'm sorry.
For the audio listeners, you can't see Michael Lamb's face, but for the visual watchers, you can.
I am listening. Now that we have viewers, everyone's going to see me constantly watching my dog when we record.
I'm trying to see, what is that art behind you?
This. I moved the Taylor Swift because when I put my camera over here, I was like, that is a lot.
It's so much of her face.
So much. So cool. And she was like, as big as my face. And I was like, I can't. This is Broad City.
Okay. I was like, is this from, I'm like, what is this show? Is this, I couldn't make it out. I knew it wasn't Gilmore Girls.
No.
Which would have been my first thought with you. And I was like, that's not Gilmore Girls. I know Gilmore Girls and that's not it. So I could figure out Broad City. Okay. Now I see. I like it. Just got another little sip. Ooh, got a little fluff. Definitely got some fluff in that little sip. A little bit of little fluff. I don't want to say it's like the most delicious thing I've ever had, but like I said, I'm not mad at it. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be like a sugar high in a little bit. My husband will have to deal with that. Okay, but yes, back to the point of Twisters. Now that we've gone on this side tangent, so. Here's what I'm liking about it. Okay, again, I have not seen the movie. I don't think that the movie is going to be a masterpiece. I actually highly doubt that it's going to be a masterpiece because if anyone has seen 1996 Twister, you know that it's not high art. But this is what I'm happy about, okay? I am a big movie person. I think that's been pretty well established. I also, of course, being a millennial woman, like, love... like I just miss a movie soundtrack. Like there's certain things about the theatrical experience that I miss. And one of them is how much studios used to push soundtracks, how much they wanted to capitalize on that and make money off of that. And I love that Twisters is bringing that back. Like I love that there is a full on soundtrack. Like there are songs made exclusively for this movie that are currently playing on the radio, that are charting on the Spotify and the Apple Music and all that kind of stuff. And that pleases me that there is a full-on motion picture soundtrack to this movie. The other thing, like, I like that they were like, we're bringing this full-on back to the 90s. The other thing that I really like is it was filmed on 35 millimeter film. And a lot of movies are not filmed on film anymore. They are filmed digitally. And as a film snob, and I don't mean like I only watch highbrow films. I mean actual film. I like film because I used to be a movie theater projectionist. I'm just really excited anytime that people like big studio movies decide to still use film. That makes me very happy. I love film. I think it was a different vibe than digital. I understand with special effects why so many people have gone digital. Like I get it. I do. But you can tell when you're watching a movie that it was filmed on film and it just makes my heart really happy. And I just wanted to share that here today in the week that it's coming out, that this movie is probably going to be terrible. But I respect that you have, you're really pushing the soundtrack. We love that. Bring movie soundtracks back, everyone. And I love that it was actually shot on film. So
that is really cool. Those are two things about that movie I didn't know. I saw the 1996 Twister when I was a child, and I did not understand my anxiety disorder, and I did not understand movies. And I watched it, and it freaked me the fuck out, and I've been terrified of tornadoes ever since. I will not, no thank you. I will not be watching that movie. But
So we rewatched it this past weekend. It's just as like, I mean, I don't remember it being bad because I was a wee child when I watched it, but I knew it wasn't good because it's like a disaster movie. Like, they're not known for being highbrow. But you need a little bit of both. You need a good tentpole popcorn film, and you need some good artistic movies in your life. Big firm believer of that. And we rewatched it this past weekend in preparation for Twisters, even though it's not like a sequel that really you have to have known the first one at all. None of the characters are returning or anything like that. But just to get you in the spirit. Oh my God, some of this dialogue, y'all, it's so, and the special effects are so bad. And it's so funny because I too, as a child, was like terrified of this movie because tornadoes are like one of my biggest fears. And I was like, it's kind of funny to me that this movie's scary because now looking at the special effects, I'm like, oh, this is because it's very 1996 special effects. But still, for a child and for the time, obviously, because we watched it in the 90s, it was very scary. If you're someone who is terrified of storms, as I am. Yes.
I knew a guy. I worked with a guy at Hard Rock who was a tornado chaser. He had a tornado tattoo.
People are crazy. Like, that is such a wild thing to me.
He was very nice. I also, though,
like, the one good thing about – oh, sorry. Go ahead with your – finish your thought on that guy.
it takes a downturn, but he passed away.
Oh, that is sad.
Not from a tornado, unfortunately. I think he would have preferred that.
Yeah, that would, like, if you're a storm chaser, I think that's the way you want to go, right? Like, that's like the badass way to go. But most likely, most of them actually just pass from other causes, I would assume. Hopefully, most of them old in their bed from natural causes, but that's just my personal preference. Yeah, what's the other thing?
It's just my personal preference.
Is that not how most of us want to go? I don't, you know.
Yeah.
I know. Some people are like, live fast, die young, let's go, baby. And I'm like, not me. I want to be a nice old lady tucked in my warm, warm bed. Thank you so much.
Yes.
So here's another. This is like, I did not expect Twisters to divulge to this whole thing, but it's gonna. But that's chaos for you, baby. Okay. All right. Couple of thoughts, and they're mostly about Bill Paxton, but we'll get there in a minute. So the other thing, though, that I do miss about a good 90s disaster play, okay, here's my thing about movies, and I'm going to say this as someone who actually is a big Marvel girly. Like, I love the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like I said, I love a good blockbuster movie. I really, really do. But it is, we have gotten to the point, I feel like, where the stakes are so high. Like, you can't have a simple story anymore in, like, an action flick because Marvel built this thing and they started small and then they built up, and now it always has to be like the world is ending, this, that, and the other thing. And I do kind of miss how simple movies were in the 90s. Like, when we were rewatching Twister, we're like, this is such a simple story. It's like this one town in Oklahoma, and all they want to do is put out these little boop, 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 boop things into a tornado so they can give people more warning. We're not trying to save the world. We're not trying to, like, cure tornadoes. Like, we are literally just trying to give families more warning. Like, what a simple ass story. And this worked. Like, it made so much money at the box office. And I was like, wow. Like, I miss simple disaster stories of, like, it was never like it had to be like the biggest, baddest thing. It was just like a simple little thing. And that's more of that. More soundtracks, more film, more simple things. Now, this one, I, again, have not seen it, but from the trailer, it is looking a little bit more like we are trying to save the world because it looks like she's, like, trying to, like, disrupt tornadoes and they won't happen, which would be great. Could we make that happen? But again, probably not feasibly possible. So this is going to be some, like, suspension of disbelief movie magic. But I was like, see, yeah, we had to complicate it. Like, we brought it back for a sequel, and now we're going to, like, make it complicated and make it like we're saving the world. And no, also the funniest line reading ever in a movie is said by Bill Paxton in the original Twister, which was, he's not in it. He's in it for the money, not the science. It's just such a stupid line. And I love it. Eat that up with a spoon. Which takes me to my next thing, which is Twister / Twister's adjacent with Bill Paxton. And that is, so my husband has this weird obsession with this movie, Club Dread, which Bill Paxton happens to play a character named Coconut Pete. And he has now bought 2 Coconut Pete shirts to wear to Horror Nights this year. A couple of our buddies, they're coming in from, they live in the Midwest, aka Tornado Alley. And they also, so my friend AJ is obsessed with like Twister and Twisters. I don't know why. I'm like, dude, you live it. Like, you live in Nebraska, but okay. But he's like, it's just, this is so Midwestern. I love it. And I'm like, all right. So anywho, he has hardcore love for Bill Paxton. Mike has hardcore love for Bill Paxton. And we've all decided, so dumb, that one day, because we're going to go down to Horror Nights for a weekend, that we all want to wear our respective Bill Paxton shirt. So like Mike's going to wear him as Coconut Pete. AJ's going to wear a Twister one. I've called Titanic, obviously. And Justin is still working on his. Will it make any sense? No. Does it have anything to do with the event we are going to? Absolutely not. But it's this weird inside joke between all of us. And we're like, guys, we're going to Orlando. And we were.
Oh, you're gone again.
It's getting very. I've just taken another sip now that the Dr. Pepper and the fluff have like ruminated together for a little bit. And it's getting very like, it's like a vanilla taste to it now.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Dr. Pepper vanilla.
Yes.
Not mad about that. I'm not mad.
I love that for you guys. I hope you have the best time. That's hilarious. Honestly, it's so
weird. The 4 of us just in a random ass Bill Paxton shirts and people being like, what? What do you have for us on this here Chaos Thursday?
Oh my God. Like nothing. I've been watching The Bachelorette this season. It's so good. Oh my God. This week's episode, I was like, The Bachelorette is back, baby.
We are so back. We are so back.
I love that. I love that. I've also started Love Island, which I've tried to start many times. And every single time I'm like, this is torture. But this time I stuck it out. Because my friend at work was like, you have to watch this.
Are you watching a different season or do you always try the same season?
I try different seasons, but I'm there's a season that's like airing right now. So I'm watching that one.
Okay. So the one that is currently on air. Gotcha.
Yes. Yes. And I stuck it through and I'm on episode like 6 and I actually am starting to get hooked.
Okay.
So it's a slow burn.
It's got our hooks in you. Good old Love Island. I also never watched Love Island, but I feel like it's one of those things people talk about all the time. And I'm like, should I watch Love Island?
It's like one of those shows, like Too Hot to Handle, where like if my Nana sat down in this day and age and turned on the TV and saw either one of those shows, I think she would have a stroke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like she would be like, wait, what the fuck is happening here?
They are airing this trash. I think about the shows that my grandma used to call trash. And I was like, if only she knew what was currently on the airwaves. If only she
knew. My grandma, my mom's mom, probably would have loved Too Hot to Handle and Love is Blind, to be quite honest.
And I love that for her. I so respect that. Yes. Absolutely yes. I am very excited because, you know, I'm a big Cobra Kai girly and we're getting the first half of the last season this weekend, like tomorrow, Friday. It's tomorrow, but my husband and I have agreed that we're going to wait to start watching on Friday. So yes, I got confused. So that's coming out this weekend. I'm very excited. I'm sure we're going to like, absolutely always just like binge right through that. I'm annoyed that they're releasing it. Netflix's new strategy ever since the last season of Stranger Things is to do things like part 1, part 2. And I hate it. Like just let me binge it or drop it weekly. Like just whatever this part 1, part 2 BS is, don't like it. Mm-hmm. Not a fan of that, but I will be excited to get to watch some of Cobra Kai. And I'm also very excited because the new season of The Challenge will be starting soon and it's season 40. And so it's the battle of the eras. And so it's like OG people, like second era, third wave, like fourth wave. And that makes it like sound like it's feminism. Third wave feminism. not a show that has ever been heralded as a feminist, you know, achievement. Let me tell you, they've gotten a lot better than they used to be. But so, yes, I'm very excited about that. They dropped a trailer. It looks so good. It looks insane. I'll be so excited to have like a bunch of like oldie but goodies back on the show. And we're like slowly but surely making our way through the current season. Well, not the current, the most recent season, which was season 39, mostly because I like don't want my fix to end. I'm like, oh, we have to wait until season 40 comes out. So like, we're just going to slowly but surely make it. And also because like none of the people on season 39 are interesting at all. I'm like, I don't even know who to root for. Like, I don't like any of you. The only thing that's like interesting is right now, they bring in a champion once a week, so like an old competitor, to basically potentially eliminate a new competitor. And like, that's the only thing that's keeping me going, is being like, oh, what champions are they going to bring in to elimination? But none of this group of this season is remotely interesting. I'm like, I don't like any of you.
Yeah. I feel gaslit by Johnny Bananas because I really thought that he was from Massachusetts. For so long. Like forever. And then I saw him when I was in Virginia on TV on this random ass show he has, I guess. And it was like, his mom was like, oh yeah, we've been living in California for like 40 years. And I was like, wait, what the fuck? Johnny Bananas? Like,
how did I think? Johnny Bananas, how did you have me fooled? He has a podcast and I do listen to it. Which is so weird. I hated him for so many years. Like, that's what he wants. Like that's his whole like shtick. That's his like character, right? Like persona that he's put on for years. But he's gotten like more whatever. And then also once you realize like he's really not like that bad of a person, obviously, you know, when the cameras aren't rolling. But no, he has a really interesting podcast, and it's like all like, you know, obviously very like behind the scenes y kind of the challenge. And I just can't stop, won't stop, y'all. I am gobbling up every bit of challenge lore thing that I'm like, I don't know. And then like season 40 is gonna end, and then what am I gonna watch? Hopefully the new season of All Stars will drop. Who knows? They have different country challenges now. I might just start watching those. Like, no lie. The Challenge UK, let's go. Put it on.
Yes. I know. I was thinking about when I was in like a rut, I was like, should I watch Love is Blind Sweden? And then I was like, I don't know.
You're like, but it'll just make me, yeah. It'll just like missing Sweden.
I'm always missing Sweden. I'm missing Sweden literally constantly. I think about Stockholm at least once a day.
Take me back.
I want to go back.
I want to go back.
The vibes are impeccable, people. Impeccable.
Vibes are impeccable. Absolutely. Come on. When a country calls an elevator a hiss, tell me you don't want to just be there right now. Mm-hmm. You do. You want to be there. It is the place to be. I sounded like such a cool kid the other day because we were talking about Lego at work. And I was like, yeah, when I was in Denmark, the birthplace of Lego. And I really wanted to see if I could like get some Lego while I was there because you know, it's from there. Gonna bring up IKEA. Oh, IKEA. Well, you know, when I was in Sweden, you know what I just learned literally like 4 weeks ago that blew my mind? I like how I said 4 weeks instead of a month. I could have just said a month. It just came out. I learned. Did you know this? Did you know that H&M is a Swedish brand? Like they started in Sweden. I had no idea. No idea.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. And we
went there. So then when I was like, I technically shopped local. So then I was like, I don't feel that bad about going into an H&M in Sweden because I needed to get shoes in case anyone's wondering. And I was like, oh my God, I'm actually kind of happy we went in there now because we went into an H&M in its birthplace. Their headquarters are now in Stockholm. I believe they started a little, I looked it up once. Okay. So the whole reason this happened. But I learned this. So I knew it had to be European of some sort because the first time I ever went to an H&M was in Europe. Like I went to an H&M before we ever started like getting them commonly in the States. Like I think they had them in like big cities like New York and LA, but we didn't have them in like, you know, the lowlier places in the States. So I knew it had to be European, but I just never in my mind really thought like where or like what does H&M stand for? Very Swedish names, in case you're wondering. The more you know. So I was just like, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's like somewhere, but some European thing, but who knows? So anywho, and now, of course, it's just like so commonplace and it's fast fashion. And we all know about it and yada, yada, yada. Which they do. H&M does do a lot of like green initiatives, which now that I know that they're a Swedish company makes so much more sense. But anyways, I digress. So I went shopping a few weeks back and I popped into H&M because I saw that they had a sale and I was like looking honestly for something for my sister. And then I, of course, because they're having a sale, got sucked in and I ended up buying something for myself as well, as one does. And I was looking at like the material of this, like the, it basically is like pants that I bought. I was like, I don't know if this material, like, can I wash it? Like what, you know, whatever. So I looked at the care instruction tag and it said Stockholm, Sweden on it. And I'm like, come again, because again, everything now just like reminds us of Sweden. And I was like, what? And I was like, if this is on the tag, that must be what they're based out of. So then of course I went to the good old Google. And sure enough, it started in Sweden. I don't think it originated in Stockholm. It's like another little like city outside of it or something that I was not familiar with. But of course, in Stockholm is like the biggest city in the capital. And now it's become this like global franchise of a store. It's their headquarters are in Stockholm. But there you go, everyone. H&M, Swedish brand.
I recently watched the Brandy Melville documentary on HBO. And I like... I'm scarred by it. And they kept like putting H&M with Brandy Melville, like because they're both like fast fashion. So there was like a lot of H&M logos here and there. And I'm just like, ooh,
Brandy Melville. Big yikes. Yeah.
Big yikes. But I used to love H&M, man. I used to shop there all the time.
Back in the day, it was the thing. I try my best now not to do too much fast fashion. Obviously, it's impossible not to do any. Right. I'm not going to pretend that I'm like a perfect person. I certainly am not. But yeah, I don't know. I just think it's one of the things I think when I used to go into stores more often, like when I used to shop at malls, like H&M would be in a mall and it was great. And so you'd stop in. But now that's not really something I do anymore.
Exactly.
So like I don't really roam around malls anymore. So it just kind of came out of fashion. But yeah, I happened to be in a mall, which is how I ended up at H&M. See, when you're at the mall, you end up at H&M. And I was only at the mall because our mall has a Hallmark. Yes, it is 1995. And I went into, I love a good Hallmark shop. Yes. And I went in there to buy my niece something. And so that is how I ended up stumbling into H&M and learning this entire history of the company. So the more you know,
the more you
the
know.
The more you know. The more you know. Ding. The dogs be doing things.
It's fine though. It's fine. We're fine. What else?
I feel like I have a thing to say. I feel like truly we all just quick mental health check-in. How's everyone doing this week? I have to joke about it or else I would cry.
I don't even know.
A weird time.
Can you hear Willow chomping on that fucking thing?
Yes.
Oh my god. Thank you, Willow. You've made your debut. What were you just saying?
We're doing a mental health check-in.
Mental health check-in. Yeah.
For my fellow Americans. I mean, really we have listeners all over the world, which is a wild thing. I mean, I shouldn't say all over the world, but we have listeners in other countries.
We do.
So my fellow Americans, mental health check-in, but also for other people, you know, everyone's got things going on. The world is a crazy, scary place. And yeah, election years are tough. And election years are really tough when these are the options you're faced with. And it's tough.
I like can't really start talking about it because I will rant so much. But yeah, our options are bad all around. Bad.
Just bad.
So unfortunately, we once again have to pick the less bad one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're both pretty bad.
They're both pretty bad. Like, but I fear that one way. My thing is always, I'm like, okay, do I really want this person to be my president for the next 4 years? No. But it's not just that. It's the Supreme Court. It's the this. It's the that. Right. It's the people having rights to like live their life. And that's what I have to think of and not think of it as voting for, you know, the old man.
I know. It's just like so frustrating because I feel like Democrats are so ineffective, not only ineffective, but I feel like they're also little babies. Like they they like really break under any sort of pressure from Republicans. I feel like literally any at all. And it's just crazy. I'm worried.
I'm worried. I just hate how much better Republicans are at playing the political game. Like, I just don't know why can't be better. I don't know.
It'd be nice if they gave people on the left things we actually want.
That would be a thing. I think that's a thing, is maybe like on the right. I'm not saying that when a politician makes promises on either side that they get all of them done. But I think that on the right, people can see some things, and also they just like weirdly idolize people. So like even when they don't get everything done right, they're like, but they're my guy. I'm sorry for the generics. I'm allowed to, y'all. I'm Southern. Anyways, a lot of stereotype my own people. But anywho, so I'm like, yeah, it's just like, you know, because they put someone on such a pedestal. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like the left is not good at following through with things at all. And then we're just disappointed. And then people don't want to vote for them because it's like, well, you promised me this, that, and the other thing. And then we don't get good voter turnout. And yeah, it's an endless cycle. Anyways, yeah. I feel like this brought the mood down. I'm sorry, everyone. Yes. Okay, so here's another thing, kind of a mental healthy thing, but not really. It is really, but like not about how, I don't know, the world is in shambles, but just a kind of hashtag little girl, like hashtag girl things. Yeah. So here's the thing. So I had a conversation with this with a coworker the other day, actually, a coworker and a dear friend. Oh, also, I have a fun thing to end on. So we're gonna bring the mood back up, but first we're gonna get serious still for a minute. So I had a conversation with this about with a coworker, and forgive me if I've also kind of briefly discussed this on the pod before. Because I feel like, I don't know, sometimes I have conversations and I'm like, did I bring this up on the podcast? Did I have a conversation about this with Michael Ann? Did I have a conversation with whatever? And I forget. So stop me if you've heard this one before. But anywho, I was talking about so this is the first job I've ever had where I've worked with predominantly women. And I love, 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 love that. Like, there are so many things I love about it. Like, it's such a different vibe. It's great. I still work with some men, but overall, I predominantly work with women, right? And overall, it is very, very great. There is one thing that has been a little tricky for me in my mental health, and that is weight and diets come up a lot more when you work with predominantly women. And I've never dealt with this so much in the workplace ever. And I don't think I've ever talked about a diet I feel like Mike Lane and I both know that for some odd reason, it's server to life coach or like gym bro pipeline. Like a lot of servers do weirdly get into the gym and then think that they should go be like leave to be physical trainers. Then you'll have to hear about their workouts and their protein shakes and like move their jug of water in the side station. But like, it's not super, but like literally, but it's not like a constant thing you're talking. Like you're like, okay, yeah, whatever. So-and-so like Jeffrey over here has really gotten into the gym lately. Let me move his jug of water to go ring in this table's order. But you don't have to like talk to Jeffrey about it. Like he's not telling you about your keto and you're this and you're that. But when you have a lunch where you lunch every day with women and you're just talking to women every day about things, it is insane the amount that weight or diet or exercise or this, that, or the other thing comes up. And it is just mentally taxing sometimes. Like, I'm like, can we like not? Can we just like, and I've never like I was thinking there's someone I work with who is quite younger than me. I do work with a lot of Gen Z people, that's been discussed before. And she's just at that like point in her metabolism in her early 20s where she's like, not eating very well and losing a lot of weight and whatever. And she feels great. And I was like, that's great. But also your immune system is probably suffering. But anywho's, but she keeps like bringing it up. Like, oh, I wear this size now and I do this now. And like every time, y'all, it makes my skin crawl. And I never in my life, like I used to be much tinier than I am. And I never brought it up. Like I would never, like that wasn't a thing. Like it wasn't a thing I was proud of or like, it just was my body. It was the meat suit that I was walking around in. And I wasn't going to make other people walking around in meat suits feel like shit about it. And again, I don't think she is saying it to make other people feel like crap. I just don't even think it crosses her mind that it is something that could actually like really make someone's own self-image feel bad. And I found this, it's like, you know, when your algorithm is reading your mind, this like Australian TikToker or something randomly was talking about. She's like, you know that friend that we all have that's like, I'm just the teeniest little person and just has to talk about it ad nauseum. And she was like doing all these like instances. And I was like, yes. And it's like, if you are a tiny person, shut up about it because you're making everyone else feel like crap. Okay. Like we all can see you and we know that you're tiny. Like you don't need to remind us all the time about how tiny you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know what's going on in people's lives. You don't know if they face eating disorders or body dysmorphia or any of those things. And it's just a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, it is. I had that crazy metabolism, could eat whatever I wanted and stay super thin until like 2 years ago. And then it just catches up with you really fast. I'm back. And when I went to go pee, I checked my Instagram. Ashley Simpson is releasing an extended version of Autobiography.
Oh, snap, y'all.
This is a millennial's dream.
This is my favorite thing about when we like have little pauses in recording is like one of us will go on Instagram and be like, do you know what I just saw? And I was like, oh, what a special little treat.
It's a little, just some sprinkles on your day.
Yeah, little sprinkles. I needed that after we got a little low for a minute. I needed to hear some good millennial thoughts for sure.
Yeah. Diet culture is tough. It's, you know, what's crazy is like one thing that I noticed in the service industry was like men and like men's eating problems. Like when everybody did intermittent fasting, like I think intermittent fasting is just like a socially acceptable eating disorder in a lot of ways. Like if you know, you could be like, oh, I'm intermittent fasting. I only eat one meal a day. There was a chef that we worked with who did that and lost like literally 50 pounds in like very short amount of time. Like it's just like not healthy, but yeah, they would always talk about their keto and their shit like that. But they were like, oh, we're getting buff. And I'm like,
well. Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of like, yeah, people like trying to gain muscle and stuff like that. And so like, I don't know. I don't really want to gain muscle. Or maybe I should, I don't know. But and so that never like bothered me. But when people are talking about like their size and their like body image stuff and whatever, and it's just like the other day I was thinking, and this is gonna like, y'all, I know this sounds bad and I know I shouldn't think this, but legitimately was upset because I was like, again, I used to be in my early 20s. That's when I had a good metabolism. I was working crazy hours, probably not eating super well. I am much like in the Taylor Swift documentary, Miss Americana, where she talks about like, I don't want to be doing a show and feeling like I'm passing out. Like I'm nourished my body so much better. My immune system is probably so much better now that I like eat proper meals and I'm not just like eating a snack after my getting home at 2 a.m. from serving, you know? But so I'm very thankful for that. And I'm thankful for all that my body can do for me and whatnot. But, and that's the other thing too, is it's like when you're women in your 30s, like all of us are like our metabolism is slowing down or whatever. And I see so many posts about like, mama, you pushed that baby out your, you know, vajayjay, and you did that, and you were a human life. So it's okay if you got thought. And I was like, it sucks because the only post I ever see like being like, it's okay, you look like you are, is because like your body made a human, which I don't think is always should be like, yes, I understand that's very comforting for people that are moms, but I didn't, my body didn't make a human. So I'm like, where's the people that are like, girl, you didn't make a human with your body, but your body is still doing great. Like, why is it only like our bodies are good for us because we like had kids? Like, I don't like, where are the posts that are just like, you, but you're great and you're in your 30s and it's okay that your metabolism is what it used to be. But anyways, I digress. Also, all you mamas out there, we're very proud of you.
Yes.
Like, truly, it is magical. And I think you all are awesome warriors. But having been in the room a couple of times, like, truly, Godspeed to all of you. Magnificent. Oh my God.
You've been magical in the creatures. Room?
I've been in the room. Yes.
Oh.
I've been there when the magic happens. I was in the corner on charge of ice ships because I wasn't, my sister had clear instructions that I wasn't allowed to see certain areas, understandably so. So I was just like, ducked in a corner, but I got to be there for the magical moment. It was great. Two times, just saying. But anyways, so, but yeah, so sometimes I get legitimately sad because I used to be the person that people would be like, hey, like you need to eat a sandwich too. Mm. Or like, hey, like, you know, whatever. And yeah. I'm like, no one says that to me anymore. And they say it to other people. And I was like, that's such a dumb thing. Like, that is so dumb to be upset about. But I had a legit like small breakdown about it a couple weeks ago. Because I was like, no, people look at me now and they don't tell me I need to eat, which means clearly they think that I'm eating just fine. I'm a whale. And just, yeah, I don't know, y'all. It's just, it's tough. It's tough. Like Barbie once said, you know, it's impossible to be a woman. And I'm just really trying for my own mental health not to let that stuff get to me. I'm just like, because everyone, what I'm trying to remember is that everyone that is talking about it has their own self-image issues and their own things. And that is why we are talking about it so much. And just to try to be gentle to everyone and gentle to myself. And also, like, you know, I had a conversation a couple of weeks back with my mom about like makeup and stuff. And she was saying, like, for my sisters around their daughters and for me around my nieces, like, when you're putting on makeup, you shouldn't say, like, I'm getting pretty or I'm doing this or whatever. It's like, oh, it's to be fancy. So that way you're not like putting that idea in their mind that like you need it or it makes you look better or different or whatever. It's just, it's to be fancy. And so, you know, I kind of thought of that and I was like, I really need to think about it. I read this post about this lady who went to therapy and her therapist said, pretend you're talking to your 10-year-old self and like, mm-hmm. be nice. Would you say those things to your 10-year-old self? And she's like, no, whatever. And so sometimes when I'm kind of having ugly, creeping thoughts, I'm like, would I say that to my nieces? Would I want my nieces to hear thoughts like that? No. And so I'm trying to talk to myself the way I would talk to my nieces and tell them, you know, like I want them to always think that they're perfect, magical creatures because they are. And that is how I need to like talk to myself and whatever. But that's a work in progress. But that's, I think that's my way of like trying to work on it is like, I need to talk about, I need to talk to myself the way I would talk to them.
Yeah. Yeah. I had like myself, my little kid face on my cell phone background for a while to try to help. Because I have such a mean inner voice. And I'm like, I would never say anything like this to my younger self. In fact, I think back on my younger self and I want to like hug her and be like, it's okay.
Right.
And yeah, so it's tough. I've been really trying to work on it over the last year or so, but I have problems still. Like when I put clothes on and like when I put clothes on every day, you know, when I put certain clothes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't look the same as it did, you know, 5 years ago. But I'm trying. Yeah. I'm trying.
We're all awesome. Whether you've had a baby or not, whatever your body has done for you every day, it's, you know, it's just your little meat suit that's keeping you going and you need to nourish it. And not think about what you looked like when you were 22.
Yes, because that's not helpful. You're not going to look like that again.
No, no. So. And also, like, I've seen a lot of posts lately, obviously with Taylor doing all her, like, different 1989 outfits. I love people posting her on the 1989 tour and her now because again, that's one of those instances where I look at her and I'm like, she's so much happier and she looks so much healthier and whatever. And like, that's good for me. And I was like, Taylor Swift, the like biggest person in the world, doesn't look like she did when she was whatever. And she's so much better for it. I think she looks so much more beautiful now. Like, people are like doing comparisons of like her hair and like how much healthier her hair is now that she's eating properly and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, yeah, man, like that's where it's at. So I'm like, Taylor Swift looks great. Like, I can be fantastic in my 30s too. Thank you very much.
Yes. Yes. Taylor Swift looks literally amazing. I can't believe
phenomenal.
It. Speaking of Taylor Swift, I did actually want to bring something up that I forgot about.
Oh, yes, please do.
Let me just pull it up because I need evidence. So, you know, we're clowning as we do. And we're clowning for Rep TV as always.
As always.
And you know, she's had some things going on in the Eras Tour lately, which, by the way, thank God we have the freaking Eras Tour during this time. Because if we did not, it would be so bad. Just anyway.
Let me jump off a cliff. Yeah.
Yes. So she has those mismatched 1989 outfits. She just had that new Fearless dress that was very, like, Tiger-esque. And we were all like, interesting. So she has done complete sets now, blue, pink, orange, and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at this music video, which I think it's Look What You Made Me Do, but I'm not really that good with music videos. But I know it's the Rep era, but it's like a little.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, oh, I wonder if that means something.
Does it mean something? I'm going to say yes, because I'm always down to clown.
I'm always down to clown.
Always.
And for the audio listeners, I'll put that on our Instagram.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know. I don't know. I just love. I love it.
Almost like part of me is like, we're all going to be so hyped when it happens, but what are we, I mean, I guess we still have like debut TV to be announced, but like the fun of every weekend thinking it could happen or looking for clues or whatever. It's almost like, y'all, when it finally happens, like it's happened.
I know.
I still want it to happen. I'm so excited for like it to release in the merch drop and whatever, but I'm like, I love how much she's toying with us in a weird way, you know, like, I kind of like it.
She's playing a lot of games.
Yeah, she's playing a lot. She's playing the long game here, the long con, and I'm here for it. She has to announce it on this tour, though. Like, there's no way she's not announcing that in front of a live audience to absolutely lose their mind over. So
I feel like,
please do.
I feel like she'll announce both of them before the end of the year, but like, I would think she would want all of them out before the Eras Tour ends, but you know, I have no idea.
Yeah,
we're getting so close now that it's like, I don't know if that's going to happen. But there are so many Easter eggs. There's so many things. But here are the things that I think for certain are Easter eggs. What they are pointing to, I have no clue. No clue. But I know that they are something.
They are something.
First one is Stevie Nicks' poem in the front of TTPD. Yeah. That says written in August, but it's dated September 13th with no year. That is an Easter egg.
Yeah.
And then last weekend, I think it was last weekend, when Stevie Nicks was at her show, she made a little speech about Stevie Nicks. And she says, Stevie keeps all of my secrets. That's another Easter egg. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking there's Stevie Nicks is involved in some way on like TS12 or the re-records, and I think I'm
here for that.
Stevie Nicks on Reputation,
fire. That would be so fierce, honestly.
It would sign absolutely me the hell up. Me.
Yeah, if there's a vault track featuring Stevie Nicks, like, shut the front door right now. That is, yes, give it to me.
Please. I can't wait.
Yes,
for this album.
I am ready. I do love the post that's been circulating. I think you posted it as well on your Instagram stories, Michael Ann, about believe in yourself the way you believe Rep TV is being announced every weekend. And I was like, honestly, that is how I need to live my life. I think I need to just believe in myself as much as I believe in that. okay, but I saw this and this person posted and I'm ready to clown and I'm watching a Grady live stream and I'm ready. Like, that is the energy I need to bring to all things in life. And yes, I'm going to work on that. That's my personal goal.
Yes. But
yeah. Thank God for the airs. I'm going to have like a mini funeral. Like the last weekend, I will be watching a grainy ass live stream and there will be legitimate tears. And my husband Mike is going to walk in and be like, what is wrong with you? And I'll be like, you don't understand. Actually, he will understand. He won't understand the exact feelings I'm going through, but as a big concert person, like big live music person, big fan of music, I think he'll understand. Yeah. He just will probably be a little bit like, okay, there she goes again. Yeah, it's gonna be sad. All right, but to end on a happy note, I mean, talking about Taylor Swift is happy, but now I've like brought myself down thinking about the fact that the Eras Tour is gonna end at the end of this year. But it's fine, at least we have it to get us through this year, which, like we said, is very much needed. So here is my funny little happy story, and also, like, I don't know, it's never too late to do what you want to do kind of thing. So I feel like maybe this has come up on the podcast before, but obviously it's not something that I would talk about a lot, which is the fact that I used to twirl baton. I actually, fun fact for all of you, I'm a state champion baton twirler. That's true. I competitively twirled baton. So many moons ago. So anywho, I have not picked up a baton in years. I like respect baton twirlers. I love a good marching band. I love majorettes. One good thing about America, marching bands. I'm going to say it. Y'all, other countries need to get on our level with marching bands. We're great at it. Anyways, so we got that going for us, baby. You were saying. So anyways, so a friend of mine at work, actually a friend of mine who listens to the show, so special shout out to
Shout Sana, out.
Girl. She is wants to be in a pageant, and it's a pageant at school. And it's, you know, for scholarships. I mean, all pageants are like, whatever. But anyways, last year, a friend was like, are you going to do it? And she was like, oh, no. And then this year, she's like, I think I'm going to do it. So it's this upcoming spring. And so she's like, you know, obviously it's got some normal, but there is a talent section. And she's like, I don't know what I want my talent to be. And I was like, you are a beautiful little being who is talented in many ways. And she was like, I was thinking about doing like a spoken word. And I was like, yes, beautiful. Love it. And she's like, I don't know if I want to be that vulnerable in front of people. And I was like, I get it. Like in front of a crowd, it's a little stressful. So like first I started offhand comment. I was like, when I think of pageants, I think of Miss Congeniality. And I think of obviously everyone's favorite character, you know, Perfect Date, April 25th. And she did baton as her talent. And I was like, I can always teach you baton. And she's like, what? No. And I was like, I haven't twirled in years, but it's like riding a bike. I'm sure I could do it. Like, it's not hard. And so I was like, I could teach you. And so we kind of talked about it. And I was like, oh my God, can we please do ready for it? And I was like, can we have like a Simone Biles moment? Like she did at the Olympic trials. And she's like, I don't know that song. And I was like, you know that song. So anyways, we go back and forth. She did basically decide that if I was going to be choreographing this routine and teaching her baton, that she would have to do it to Taylor Swift because Avi. But I did let her pick her song of choice. She picked Style because she knows that one and likes that one. And I said, that is fine. We will work with Style. I do love Style as well. So anywho, long story short, we went and bought a baton last weekend. And I'm going to teach her a baton routine. And I have started working on it. And it is really fun. Like, it is really fun to do something that I used to be really good at. And now I'm not quite as good at because obviously age and flexibility. But it is fun. Like, I've been looking at things on TikTok and trying to remember, like, certain things that I, like, tricks and things that I used to know. And, like, how easy some of the things do come back to you. And I don't know, y'all. Like, you don't have to be perfect at things. Like, just have fun. And even if you are a 33-year-old woman, like, go pick up a baton for the audio listeners. I am literally holding the baton that we
got. I love it.
And go twirl baton. Go do, I don't know, just go join a dance class. Do whatever you want to do. No one is judging you. Do it. Have fun. And that's my happy story.
My sisters did color guard, which I think is like baton.
Yeah, very, very similar.
And my sister can still throw a baton or whatever they use. Sometimes they use like fake guns. She can throw that shit high and she can catch it behind her back, and she's like 45 now, so it never everybody has their
me and baton, we never go out of style.
Exactly.
Honestly, a perfect song.
It is a perfect song now that you say that.
My return to Baton. So we did, like, there's some good, you know, plan words round and round each time. We have things to play with. So,
yes. So,
it works. It works nicely. We have two little edits. It's only a 90-second routine, so I have to edit the song down a little bit, but it works nicely. I'm coming up with some things. I'm excited to go teach her these things. And yeah, I don't know. Make a friend who can teach your weird old, like, hobbies too.
I love that. I wish I was local because I would be like, can you teach me baton? Because that sounds so fun.
I'm like, I want to do baton. Yeah, I mean, if anyone ever, you know, next time when you get your copy or our copy of Keeping the Moon, when we trade up our Sister of the Traveling Pants copy of Keeping the Moon, I'll also teach you baton trick or two. Also, I want everyone to know my mom was, like, basically live texting me our 100th episode, and she was very much enjoying the Fancy Eight and the Distinguished Four and all of those things. And I was like, yeah, yeah, those are beautiful. From now on, when I watch March Madness, I am calling the Elite Eight the Distinguished Eight. Like, y'all watching the Distinguished Eight tonight? And I'm going to be like, what? And I'll be like, you know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
They're fancy.
The fancy. It's the fancy. It's the Fancy Eight. And the Distinguished Four.
I don't want this anymore.
The Taylor, yeah. It's after a while, it's not good. Yeah. I switched to the water. I was like, I can't.
Yeah. It's just like there. So I just keep like, but I don't want it.
I know. And there's a drink in front of me. It's just, it's tough. I've got, yeah, it's, I don't know. It's just kind of slosh. It's hard to see again because mine is in a dark cup for the audio listeners. I promise we won't say that too much. It's just really fun to get to say now.
No. Because we're on YouTube, baby.
YouTube, baby. All right. Well, this has been a chaos. We did some mental health check-in. We talked about bringing movie soundtracks back. I'd like to know, does anyone have a favorite movie soundtrack? Please let me know.
Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh my God, that's a really good one. One of my favorite podcasts to listen to, actually, which he only posts like very rarely now, but he's a busy guy, is The Soundtrack Show. And it's all about like breaking down soundtracks. Great. Anyways, so movie soundtracks, great. Be kinder to yourself. Talk to yourself like if it was your younger you or your nieces or your daughters. And you're all beautiful. Take care of yourselves. It's a hard time right now, everyone. Please take care of yourselves. Treat yourself. Do whatever you got to do. You know, mental health days. Get a pedicure. Do whatever you got to do to get through these times. The Olympics are coming up. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Watch Love Island. Watch the challenge. I'm telling you all, if you are having a bad day, watch the challenge. It will bring your spirits up. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah,
thanks for coming along for the journey. We'll see y'all next week for Tuesday, the Moon and More, and Thursday will be Brink, and we're gonna be bringing a Brink drink. So
hell yeah,
get it.
Boop 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 boop. I think I lost you again right at the end, but Bethany's gone. She left us. She said bye. But anyway, that's it y'all. So thank you for joining us. Like, subscribe, tell your friends, follow us on Instagram, join our Patreon if you want. And, that's it. Bye.
Bye. I don't know if I'm back. Probably not.
Oh, you are.